This is the brief on LLM architecture. Okay, so if you're a business leader, getting a handle on LLM architecture, it's pretty strategic. It clarifies, you know, resource needs, how easy integration might be, and maybe the performance limits of these powerful AI models. First up, let's quickly cover what LLM architecture actually is and its core bits. Think of it like the internal blueprint for how these models process text. It really impacts how you can adapt them. You've got word embedding that's turning words into numbers, right? So words like manager and executive end up numerically close. Then there's positional encoding, which tells the model word order. Crucial for knowing the manager approved the report is not the same as the report approved the manager. And at the core, transformer blocks. Their secret sauce is attention mechanisms, letting the model link related words even if they're far apart in the text. Really gives them that contextual understanding. Second, you might be wondering about the key architectural types. Well, encoder-only models like Google's BERT, they're great at understanding text, perfect for things like sentiment analysis or search. Then you have decoder-only models, like the GPT series from OpenAI. These excel at generating new stuff. Think text drafts, chatbots, code. And there's a hybrid, encoder-decoder architecture, like Google's T5. It kind of does both, understands input, generates output. Super useful for translation or summarization. Finally, let's touch on key design considerations and emerging trends. How they're built matters. Pre-training is that initial phase where they learn language basics from tons of data. Then, fine-tuning adapts them for specific tasks, like training a model on your company's support docs.
And what's new? Well, in context learning is big models learning from examples right in the prompt. Plus, we're seeing modular architectures and ways to make them more efficient so they run faster and on less hefty hardware. Understanding these architectural pieces? Yeah, it's definitely key to really leveraging today's AI.